One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big news, big news. Luke Keary to announce his retirement today, but for the end of the year.
Wow.
Press conference will be today, apparently.
Wow. And we're just about to speak about the Roosters as well. All right, let's get straight into it. Look, I think this is smart.
Yeah.
I think Standard Smith and Sam Walker, playing on the weekend the way he did. You'd have to assume Keary will probably go into a coaching role there, maybe. Maybe even some analysis stuff. Wow. And just after extending, that is so strange.
Yeah, just reading the article from the telly, the decision will cost Keary up to $800,000 in contract earnings from the final year of his deal.
Wow. Oh, I mean, I'd love to know how that conversation began.
I don't know how you guys feel, but I would say that in the last 5 weeks, he has potentially played three of the best 5 weeks I've seen in the last 3 years.
He's definitely played much better in the last few weeks, for sure.
I think he's been unreal the last few weeks, yeah.
I mean, I think it's just one of those things where... I just don't... Like, how does it change... How does it go if Roosters going, we want to extend you for a year, to retirement within... Oh, it's 2 months max.
Yeah, like I remember when he re-signed, I was writing a Roosters article for you. I was on the plane in the air, wrote it, got off the plane, and I was talking about how I think they have to move off him at the end of this season. I arrived in Vegas, opened my phone, and it said re-signed. I just went, why the fuck would they do that? It didn't make any sense to me, but I think over the last 2 weeks he's playing great footy.
Dan, did you say 2 months max?
Yeah.
2 months and 1 day.
Wow. So I was wrong. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's probably the right call for the Roosters and for Keary. Now, that $800,000, that's a lot of money. So, I mean, he's made the decision to leave that on the table. It's a bloody good bloke. It's a bloody good bloke.
Surely there's just like slotting straight into a nice little cozy coaching.
It's got to be.
There'll be a little something there.
There'd got to be. And he rightfully would be a great coach.
Yeah.
You know, a halves coach or whatever. He's got plenty to offer the game. So, wow, that's really, really interesting. LDVT60, our LDVT60 power play of the week is the whole Roosters team for being the first team to register 60 points in 2024 and running over 500 metres more than the Dragons. The LDVT60 has 160 kilowatts of grunt, which makes it one of the most powerful utes in its class. Auto from 38,990, drive away for ABN holders, 7 year / 200,000 kilometer warranty, whichever occurs first. At that price, why go secondhand when you can have a brand new LDV? Roosters defeat the Dragons 60-18. What an outstanding performance. And it was really, and this is obvious to say it, but really the first time in a long time I've seen the Roosters click. Like, this is the style of footy they should play. This is the Roosters that I'm assuming Trent Robinson envisioned when he made the recruitments a few years ago. They looked absolutely outstanding. They looked too big, too fast, too strong, too everything. Every single part of their game was too much for the Dragons. And it's just one game, and they have been inconsistent before. But I think with the last couple of years under his belt now, and understanding that, you know, the game plan just hasn't seemed to kind of work or click or whatever, the blueprint is like right there now. Yeah. That is the way they play. Sam Walker heavy. And I think that what makes it even more exciting is that, you know, after the game, Keary literally said, the more Sam Walker pushes me out of the way, the better. This is Sam Walker's team. So it seems very clear now, whether it was over the weekend or it has been said before, that Robson has sat down with Teddy, with Keary, with everyone, and Walker, and said, mate, this is your team. Whatever you say goes. And you could tell, I felt like Teddy did take a bit of a step back. By half time, he'd only had about 7 runs, 67 metres. Verrick, like usually he's up around the 10 to 12, maybe even 15. And I think that was outstanding for the team. Like, look what they scored, 60 points. So really good performance for the Roosters.
Yeah, it's been a disappointing few seasons for the Roosters, but when I look back at, in my opinion, like the best footy they played, all things considered, was when Sam Walker first came into the league and Trent Robinson built the team around Sam Walker's strengths. I think for a long time, we've spoken about a lot here, he's been trying to gel Sam Walker into the Roosters side, whereas I think when you've got a talent like this kid, I think you've just got to play his brand of footy. You know, obviously, Victor Radley wasn't in this one, and this is what would have worried me last year. Kempe was bringing Radley back in, another spine play and whatnot, but Radley's just been playing so north and south this year that I think it'll be okay with bringing him back in.
Yeah, it had all the makings of from the moment Jaden Sewell scored that first try, it was an electric try down the right edge. You're just going, this could be an Anzac special, and definitely entertaining because there was a ton of points, but it wasn't to be with the Dragons' defence. But, you know, it's easy to say, oh, they did it to the Dragons, who, you know, they'll probably be bottom four or at least predicted to, but they've been in good form, the Dragons. They've been playing good footy. They completed at 88% as well. On top of that, they conceded 18 points. Two of the three tries were off kicks. So, as you said, Campy, the blueprint's there. They look tremendous, the Roosters, and it's what we've wanted to see for, what, 2-3 years from them. Yeah. Like, it didn't have to be this extensive and this much of a blowout, but it was finally what we've been waiting for.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could tell that, you know, the key players were allowing Sam Walker to do what he needed to do. Mm. You know, they took a little bit of a step back for the team to take a step forward, and they just look so much more on song, way less clunky. And to be honest, when they did look a little bit clunky, it was because key players were stepping into probably positions that they shouldn't step into. Yeah, look, you know, people go, oh, yeah, it's just the Dragons. Mate, it's 60 points. Like, it's not nothing. On Anzac Day, and also Dragons came out firing. Yes, the Dragons are most likely going to be a bottom-tier side. It doesn't excuse the fact, like, if Broncos had put 60 points on, or Penrith Panthers had put 60 points on the Dragons, we would have gone, yeah, see, that's why they're a premiership threat. They just scored 60 points against the Dragons. But then when the Roosters do it, all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, it's just the Dragons. Mm. It's like, well, if they're a premiership threat, they should put 60 points on the Dragons. Now, some key performances. What about yourself, mate? Thoughts on the Roosters?
Oh, it was great. I was there. They ticked it off the bucket list, the Anzac Day game. Very exciting. They looked really good, very slick. Sam Walker, very impressive as well. You know, you mentioned that they put a team away. They obviously put the Rabbitohs away a couple of weeks as well with a similar scoreline. Big test this week, Friday night up in Brisbane. They got the Broncos. So that'll be kind of a real where's this team kind of at kind of moment. But, yeah, very impressive on Thursday for sure.
Who stood out for you, mate?
I thought it was a really good bounce back from Dom Young. He's obviously copped it left, right and centre the last few weeks. Ran for 200 metres. I think he had 3 line breaks in there. I thought Dom Young was really good on return.
Isn't he a handful? Like, he's coming out of trouble stuff. When he runs the ball, it's just like, there's an argument he made is more than a front row running at you, because there's a winger with speed and agility that can offload if he wants to, can step you if he wants to. And he's at the early parts of his career. Imagine what he's going to be like in 3 or 4 years.
I think that was the beauty of it as well. Like, Daniel Tupu was ruled out of this one, so I'm sure Robbo would have said to Dom Young, I need more out of you coming out of our end. Need a heat from you. Then Michael Jennings went down, and he just went from strength to strength, Dom Young.
What about yourself, Timmy? Who's out for you?
I mean, you can take your pick when you put 60 points on the board on Anzac Day, can't you? The standout performances. But for me, it was the edge back rowers. You know, they've been chopping and changing between edges, but Nat Butcher was a threat all game and was fantastic. But it's Angus Crichton who, you know, 12 months ago, we didn't know if he was going to play NRL again. And then he came back and he was really slow getting back into it. He had stints in New South Wales Cup. He started this season in New South Wales Cup. All of a sudden, and I don't want to get ahead of myself and whatnot, but he's getting back into form. Like, you put him in Origin conversations again, because 2 years ago when he was the Kangaroos back rower, he was only your first pick for the Blues on the edge. And and now that we know he can play in the middle as well, how versatile he is. He's not there yet, but with another month of what he's been doing, he's right in the Origin frame for the Blues.
He had 5 offloads on the weekend.
Mm. And just punching those lines, getting over the advantage line, big meters, he looks terrific.
I thought their bench, White and May, I think the game was relatively close-ish when they came on. I felt they really did change the tempo of the game. Isn't White coming along?
I was just leaps and bounds. He's good, this White.
Yeah.
Holy.
He's been very impressive.
Crazy leg drive. Really good in contact. I thought they really impacted the game, really. Connor Watson, how good was he? He's freaking unbelievable.
How good is it? Connor Watson, I'm certainly not alone in this, but I've always been such a big fan of him as a footballer, but injury has just plagued him the last 4 years across the Knights and Roosters so much. He's finally starting to string some games together, and what a difference he's made to the team, because people are reminded this dude can play.
It was wild till the end of last year. Like we saw Connor in, what would that have been, Matty? Early December, maybe?
Yeah.
Like you could look at his legs and you could see a difference in his two legs just because he had that injury and whatnot. For him to be back and doing what he's doing already, like it's only round 8, he's just come back from a pretty serious injury. It's very impressive.
What was he last year? Didn't play a game.
Got, I think it wasn't an ACL, was it?
It was patella, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll Google it.
It was on the one of the days of the Sydney test. It was in the pre-season.
A key stat, the Roosters had averaged more than 11 metres per set. I mean, that... Because like you look at that scoreline and you go, oh, okay, the Roosters must have had 60% possession and the Dragons must have completed it 65%. Yeah. Like, no, the Dragons completed 88%. They also had 47% of the possession, yet their sets averaged 11 metres less. Like, that. When you look at that, that is just purely bigger, stronger, faster. Like, I mean, yes, there obviously are plays and there's line breaks for sure. But the main thing for me was they were just bigger, stronger, faster. They won every bit of contact. Their line speed was way better. What were you going to say?
I was going to say the word that we have spoken at the Roosters for 2 years, what have we been looking for and what have we more so expected? Just being powerful and being too powerful for opposition packs. We had it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, Watson was patella.
I was going to say just on that, I thought Jared Warrior Hargraves was very, very good. On Anzac Day, 167 metres, didn't miss a tackle as well, and he obviously set the tone with that first hit up of the game, knocking poor old Moses Sully out. He was immense.
Yeah. What I loved the most about the Roosters performance, though, there's 4 minutes to go, they're 54-18 up, and they're flying off their line. They managed to hold the Dragons in their own 10 metres with 54-18 up with literally 4 minutes to go. You know, I can't remember the last time I saw that. I can't remember the last time I saw a team up by like 30, 40 points playing as if they're in a grand final playing as if they're in Origin and the game is on the line. I mean, that's what's the scariest part about this Roosters is that they are all on board. Like they are fully all on board. They're hunting in packs in the forward pack. It's, yes, it's one game. Yes, they've been inconsistent over the last few years. But at the end of the day, the performance they put on the weekend shows you what they're capable of. And if they can replicate that, you know, at least most weekends, they'll be definitely in the top 8, maybe even in the top 4 towards the end of the year.
That set of 6 was wild when they couldn't get out of their own 10, wasn't it?
Four minutes ago.
As a selfish asshole New South Welshman, I was almost sitting there going, well, this is what it feels like, Ben Hunt.
So great performance. We spoke about it last week, but I thought Teddy played a really mature game. And I think that, you know, that's why he's such a champion, his ability to kind of identify. Well, it seemed like it anyway. I don't know. Maybe he was just more quiet because the ball wasn't getting to him this week. But it did seem like he was like, okay, I'm going to just take a little bit of a step back. Wherever Sammy Walker and Kiri want me to get, I'm going to get to. I mean, with 20 minutes to go, he had 10 runs for 88 metres and 1 try assist. By the end of the game, he ended up having like 174 or something, like quite a few tackle breaks, quite a couple of line breaks. But like, although statistically that's nowhere near his best game, but that's him running for 250 metres most weeks and touching the ball as much as he usually does. that's probably not best for the Roosters right now. Now, the Roosters did need that a couple of years ago when they were decimated by injury and he was the only guy that was just ripping and tearing. Not only guy ripping and tearing, but he was the main man. Like, they needed him to just do it to stay in games. Whereas I think that they progressed enough to go, you know what, Teddy, let's wait for the moments to appear rather than try to create him for him. And I think he played a really mature game, and I think that's probably the plan going forward for him. I really do.
Yeah, and I think we've spoken about it a lot over the last year or so, sometimes with Teddy. Less is more, and the weekend was a really good example of it.
Because he ended up having, by the end of the game, when they were really fatigued, you know, he got his hands on the ball and it was in the right occasions, he ended up having a try assist, 16 runs, 176 metres, 64 post contact, 4 tackle breaks, a line break assist. Like, that's a good game still.
The thing that I loved was that he had 32 receipts, 18 passes.
Yeah.
Feels a lot more balanced.
Absolutely. And like, this version of the Roosters, ironically, if they can find this balance, he'll actually end up having more try assists, more tries, because the Roosters will be on top. He'll be dominating, and that the moments will come.
Not that he doesn't already, but because he'll have a little bit more in the tank, his support play is so good, but he's just trying to do too much, and he'll score so many just support, support,
just supporting,
support.
100%. Now, onto the Dragons. Look, this is a really hard one because 60 points is 60 points. No matter how you square it away, no matter how you try to, you know, rationalise it. But on the flip side, you know, the issue with the Dragons seems to be relatively clear. Flanagan has them playing much better footy, but they are just not consistent. Like, now it's the challenge for Flanagan and that footy side is to go, okay, we have much better footy in us than we did last year, but it's about at least doing that, you know, 3 out of 4 games rather than one good game, one. And the problem is, it's like, it's one pretty good game, one Barry Crocker. They've got to find a way to meet in the middle a little bit there, and Flanagan's biggest challenge will be that consistency going forward.
So what I thought, you know, to take away something here, obviously Moses Sully, he went down in the first minute and that hurt the Dragons. They lost Sully, but, mate, I thought defensively, they look completely different without Tommy Eisenhuth through the middle. I thought it was that's one thing that I took away from this game, was a huge compliment to him, because, I don't know, they haven't looked that poor for the entirety of the rest of the season to me. I think they really missed him through the middle.
And
even in attack, just the way that he links up, like, I personally thought that was one of the worst games I've seen Ben Hunt play.
It was a Barry.
And it just, to that point, Roo, it just infuriates me. I don't know what you'd call it, but coach is just going with 4-4 benches, big packs, all that sort of stuff, and not having coverage in the back. Like, what?
Today's game, too.
Like, what? In today's game, like, we speak about so often, but how many examples do we have to see of a player going down injured in the back line and then being forced to throw a forward out there who's not made to play centre? And in this occasion, it was Tommy Eisenhuth, who, to his credit, like, he did an okay job there. It's not his fault they lost 60-18, but they send someone out there and it just creates an incredible mismatch. And, like, with HIAs, with injuries, with all these things in today's game, you have to have some coverage there that is a bloke who can actually play properly in the outside backs. And, look, if you're a club like the Cronulla Sharks and you're fortunate enough to have someone like Sifu Talakai who can slot in at centre seamlessly and you can carry a 4-forward bench, you can get away with it. But you don't want Tom Eisenhuth to be your cover for centre any time someone in the back seven goes down injured. I'm like, we've seen it already. Penrith playing against, it was the Broncos 1 week, and then it might have been the Eels the other week when they lost backline players early. Both clubs couldn't cover the backline, and it ended the game like that. You have to have coverage there, don't you?
11 times this season, a winger has gone off in the first half. 10 of those 11 have gone on to lose. The one exception was Xavier Coates the other night when he went off. 5 of those 11 times, the team has been equal or leading in the game when the winger's gone off.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a great stat. Where'd you get that stuff from?
Shout out to my mate Tommy Burns, doing good things.
Damn. It's a great stat.
Why wouldn't you carry someone?
Yeah.
Or like,
at least someone that can kind of cover it, you know, not necessarily an outside back.
Yeah.
Especially in a team like this where you've got guys, you know, like JDB, like Tommy Eisenhuth, like Blake Laurie, that have shown we can play big minutes.
I mean, does that mean you pull in a specialist centre and you put Bird on the bench?
Maybe? Like, Bird, I really like Bird at centre. I think he's been great there this year. But like last year, they had Bird in the pack who could go to centre, and that was like, problem solved. You can carry your four forward bench because he can do it. Yep. This year, they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, it's definitely, I think the game is changing so much that you almost would select a guy that can play multiple positions over a, not a gun, but a better player just because of that insurance to a degree.
We've spoken this year about the, just the, how much it brings to a team having a player who can slot in at number nine but be just as effective as a 13 and play minutes through the middle. But it's the same having a player who can play in the middle or on the edge and slot into the back line just as much, a.k.a. Sifa Talakai.
Yeah. Yeah, Talakai's like the perfect – he's the perfect bloke for that role. In regards to performances, yeah, I thought Lomax was trying to look for the big moment rather than it come to him. You know, he had obviously that great offload to score that initial try, but – like what's been so good about Lomax's game is he's done all the hard yards first in weeks prior, which has laid the foundation. And then the big moments, they come to him rather than him going to the big moment. And look, it's understandable. He's won such a hot streak. It's a big game. It's an Anzac Day clash. It's against the Roosters. In his head, he's thinking, I need to do something special here. But it's just one of those games where he needed to just go, you know what? Do what's got me to the dance, what's got me to this form, which is 20 to 25 runs. Let the big players come. I thought he had probably his, you know, bit of a hiccup in such a great season.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, you do feel bad criticising a guy that's just trying to create something constantly, but you have just got to let it come to you. Mate, I thought that Tyrell Sloan got caught out on a number of occasions. These are the sort of games that we're hoping Sloan would put behind him.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I feel like we're going to be saying it.
Yeah.
Pretty regularly, you know, come out, play pretty well and, you know, three games of decent footy and then we'll have a game where he kind of switches off.
Kick defusal was a massive issue for them. They just like, whether it's him caught out of position or other players, but Sammy Walker with his short kicking game, just he had a field day, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Geez, wasn't Sammy Walker good? Did we speak about Sammy Walker much? I don't even think we did.
Yeah, we...
Yeah,
okay.
10 from 10 off the tee as well, Sammy Walker. Didn't miss a kick.
Mate, he's improved his kick goal kicking so much. When he first started goal kicking, I'm like, his mechanics, I don't know how he's going to be an NRL kicker. Just, yeah, there's so much parts of his games that I don't think he gets enough appreciation for how much he's actually rounded out his game compared to his debut season. Dragons.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Really, really poor loss. And, you know, their biggest challenge is consistency. They've shown and been really good in moments, but, you know, 60 points. And they just look so far off the pace, it's not even funny. So back to the drawing board for them. And hopefully it's not one of those, moments that kind of knocked them off that confidence that they'd seem to have built this year.
They only had two players that didn't miss a tackle on the weekend. Teams like scoring points. Well, Sharks just scored 40 against the Raiders. They got the Sharks this week, so need to get back to their best.
And Flano, the coach Flano, has...
he's singled that one out.
He's singled it out.
Put that one in the diary.
Put it in the diary, circled it on the calendar, he reckons.
Yep. Okay. Haven't won a comp since he left, apparently. So.
What he said. Bit of
isn't Flano great?
Do you reckon that's deflection?
Oh, there's something shiny over here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Talking about that. Let's talk about the derby rather than my team getting 60 on them in a massive clash. Hey, smart footy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.